This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And we're back. Welcome to Get Serial, Sin 90.7. You've got myself, Jim, Holly and Elsie.
Elsie here.
And we are the Monday crew.
Yes.
The name for a week and a week only.
Monday is the best day of the week, surely. So we've got the best day.
Best week. Just the best.
Best everything, really. As we said before, by the end of the season, we'll be the only team left. We'll smash them all out of the park, I think.
I would have thought so. I mean, I can see it happening in weeks' times where they just go, look, to all 5 days.
Yeah.
You're just that good.
You guys can take it all.
We've just got the perfect balance in the show. The tough call may have to be made on Cobber.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to let him go, sadly.
Just, yes. We've already got blonde hair here.
Yeah.
We can't have more. It'd just be too much.
Too much blonde.
But Cobb is away at the moment, so we are a fabulous team of three. But Cobb's coming back next week. He has left us a little message, though, to listen to this morning. So
now, I'm going to say, if we get halfway through this and it is falling flat and it's just completely no good,
maybe we'll I will cut him off. Yeah,
we will cut him off mid-sentence if we have to, because let's be honest, he's not here, so he won't know. So this is Cobb's first. He's done two pre-recording things for us. This one is about his adventures through a Japan.
Japan,
lovely.
Let's see where this goes.
Ahayo gozaimasu, Sin listeners. Cobb here, filing a special report from the land of the rising sun, Japan. Hi, Nippon, the land of raw fish, geisha girls, late-night karaoke bars, cherry blossoms, Mount Fuji, and hotels specifically designed for sex, where you can pay by the hour to rent a bed in the shape of a love heart, or, if you are into that sort of thing, a giant Hello Kitty cartoon. With centuries of tradition, ingenuity, and resourcefulness, the Japanese are better than us at literally almost everything. With food that slams your taste buds like a sumo wrestler doing star jumps, Japan's culinary culture is as complex and vast as the Tokyo subway system. Beef, chicken, pork, duck, or even Pikachu, you name it, there is something to satisfy everyone at every corner, literally. In fact, Japan's food culture is so well respected, chefs are held in the same regard as a Geelong midfielder. But just don't expect to get a large serving size when you order. Japanese food is often very small. It gives the saying, big in Japan, a whole new meaning. With alleyways upon alleyways of hidden bars and restaurants, making Melbourne look like the main street of Traralgon, exploring Tokyo is a mind-bogglingly large mission. And it's as if 50 million people live there or something. The awesomeness doesn't stop there. Further south, the engineering masterpiece that is the bullet train makes getting around Japan easier and more efficient than we could ever comprehend. The subway announcer will even publicly apologise to commuters if the train is more than 10 seconds late to a stop. I'd have to say I was probably most impressed by the famed ninjas of Japan. The entire time I was travelling around, I didn't see one, which of course means that they were doing their expert job at hiding in plain sight, as per usual. I've often thought that perhaps the most boring job in Japan would be a police officer, as it seems the entire well-dressed, successful and courteous general public have never and will never break the laws in their lives. Politeness is a key component to Japanese culture, so much so that the simple task of buying a cup of noodles from a convenience store at 2 a.m. in the morning from an inappropriately cheerful checkout girl will result in no less than 3 thank yous and 4 bows of courtesy. Which brings me to what I think is the very essence of Japan life. The humble convenience store. With locations every 20 or so metres on the street, Japan's convenience stores epitomise the efficient, well-presented and handy nature of a country pushing the boundaries of human civilization. With the ability to buy premium Japanese sake and ready-to-made but incredibly delicious bento boxes for a couple of bucks, there's literally everything you could ever want or need inside these stores. Finally, a couple of tips for any traveller who is thinking about travelling to Japan, which I do highly recommend. Number one, learn to use chopsticks, because Japan, in all their inventive power, have failed to recognise the need for any knives or forks in the country. Because let's face it, trying to eat food with 2 sticks you found in the garden is a much easier task than using cutlery designed to scoop things up. Number two, try and learn as much Japanese as you can. I wouldn't be able to count the number of times that I've had full conversations with locals in their home language. Number three, Nihon, Hanegasha, Hajimiru to Nagari Niki Churan Shinari. Number four, go out of your way to visit the countryside, or at least a traditional city such as Kyoto. For all the bright lights of Tokyo City, Japan has a rich and diverse history worth exploring in the rural areas, with the locals guaranteed to make you feel at home. And number five, and finally, if there is a dob of green mush on your plate, it's not avocado, and I hope you like the feeling of your mouth and nose on fire. Anyway, this has been Cobb's Handy Travel Tips from the Land of Japan. Till now, sayonara.
Woohoo!
So that was Cobb, our fourth member of the Monday yes. crew, and...
who may actually not be let back into the country. I think he was a little bit harsh on Australia.
Can
there.
Only hope.
Yep.
I hope they cut him off at the border and go, look, you're not welcome.
Sorry, I think you like Japan a little bit more, so maybe you can stay there.
I hate to say this about Koba. That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good, actually. That's pretty good. And pretty accurate. I went to Japan last year, and some of that made me laugh very much because there literally is a convenience store about every 10 steps. they're everywhere. Speaking of chopsticks, I actually once was eating a meal happily by myself, struggling along with my chopsticks, and this elderly Japanese lady stopped me mid-bite, said, no, you're not doing that right, and proceeded for the next 10 minutes to try, I emphasis try, and teach me how to use them properly, which I'm still not able to do.
I question what they consider properly.
Yeah.
They often use two sticks as a shovel.
Yeah, that's true, but I think it's
just hold the bowl close to their mouth and shovel it in.
Look, that's what I did most of the time. I'll admit
it's the only way.
It's a lot easier than trying to work it out the right way. Yep, for sure. Have either of you been to that part of the world before? No.
I wouldn't last long.
Not up there. No.
It is good, but he's not lying about the bowing and smiling and overly cheerfulness of everybody, which I actually found to get on my nerves a little bit. So I had the opposite reaction
so
to Cobb.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.